We continue now with our pregame for Waller and Bryan tonight, and we're joined by Ross Rogers. Coach, Waller's is such a special place for you. It's kind of probably fun to open the season again here.
Yeah, you know, first two ball games, Waller and then Consolidated, those were places I really enjoyed coaching at, and it's funny that you got them the first two ball games, just like last year. But went over there in 1978 after being a year in Hempstead and 5 years, and really had some great coaches and great good players. We had some really good teams. We just never made the finals, but went to the quarterfinals, I think, 3 or 4 times. So it's good memories. Of course, it's a whole lot different stadium now than when I was there.
Yeah, a little bit different. I want to talk about the scrimmages, but I want to actually go back to the end of last year. You closed out the season last year with a win. You didn't really have a chance to make the playoff, or almost got a win in that final game. You were really competitive in that final game. Does that kind of stuff carry over to your offseason? I know I've always kind of felt like if you close well, particularly if it's a self-motivated kind of thing, that can help.
You know, I hope so. I know Lance Angel, our AD then, he said, Ross, y'all fell down behind 14 points at halftime, or maybe whatever it was. He said, I really didn't know how y'all were going to play the second half. So I was very proud of the way we continued to play. And a lot of the guys that are playing for us right now are the ones that were finishing the season last year healthy. So, yeah, it's a good feeling. And it's a new year. We're trying to put this puzzle together. It's always a puzzle for high school coaches and trying to get the right group in the right spot and your special teams and things. So I want to think that, of course, a win would have been really good. It might have changed what Spring Woods, who they played, but still we were playing for it was kind of like our playoff game, and I was proud of the way the kids finished.
You've had two scrimmages. Both those were at Merrill Green Stadium. It's been awfully hot out there for both of those scrimmages. What are your thoughts about after you've gone through two of those at home? You didn't play spring ball, went with the extra scrimmage, but it looked like you got pretty good workouts in those scrimmages against Fulshear and then against Rudder.
You know, they're just exaggerated practices. You just get to practice against somebody else, but there's still so many things that aren't like a game. But, you know, we probably didn't get as many plays last week. We had the function that was going on after, so probably cut it a little short, but that might have been good too. We did get to go out against another opponent and got enough snaps in. It felt like we did some work, and now it's just game time. And so, you know, a lot of people say they choose not to. They want the 18 practices in the spring. And I can see there's things that are good about that. But I really like the 2 weeks of the early grind, getting in better shape, getting ready for the heat, and then, you know, putting the pressure on the kids to start this first game. I just feel like we're better shaped to go into the first ball game than if we only had one scrimmage.
One of the things you worked on, I thought a lot during the scrimmages, was your kicking game, both the punting and the kicking. You put that in at the beginning of the scrimmages, and I know you've done that for a long time, but and people are probably wondering, why in the world are you talking about the kicking game? But it was such a pivotal part of what you did last year, and it's looked pretty good, I think, in the scrimmages.
You know, I was writing my my little thing in the program, and I touched on that. Just like I said, it was a big part of some of our tough losses. And, you know, it started at Consol. We, you know, had a bad snap that got us in the hole, and then they got ahead of us and then turned around and did the same thing at Langham Creek. And so we put a lot of emphasis on it. You know, as always, you got to have the good snappers, and we've got 2 or 3 kids working. I don't know that one has really stepped over the other or been ahead of the other one. Blake Faldon is probably going to get the nod to go with our punts. Chase Wager, one of our fullbacks and quarterbacks, is working on it, as well as Caden Howell, one of our linebackers. So we've got to be better. Golly, we just cannot give things away in the kicking game like we did last year. And, you know, and even at the Cy Ranch game, you know, we mishandled a kickoff and started deep in our territory. We were able to get away from it, but it just puts you in a hole. And golly, you know, we spend more. I hope we're spending good time, but we spend as many minutes of practice as anybody in the state on our kicking game. And last year it was tough on us.
It's funny you mentioned Chase Wager. You know, and we notice guys here in scrimmages and guys that kind of stand out. Here's a guy, like you said, he's deep snapping one time. He's playing wing back, and he's your lead blocker on a play coming back to the maybe toward the press box the next time. You got him at quarterback after that. You got to love kids like that who are versatile and are giving you all you got.
Yeah, Chase is, you know, he's got really good hands. He can throw the ball really well. He's not the quickest, but he's got good feet. And so he's taking the role of fullback and fitting up in there and giving us some things like that, and as well as working at deep snapper. And, you know, I wouldn't be afraid to put him in a game at quarterback. If we needed to go at quarterback, he'll do it, and he's got a good arm.
Special teams guy. You're a special teams guy, so you know quarterback's just is basically the same. You're doing the same thing a deep snapper's doing it. You're just doing it between your legs like that to snap it back, right?
Yeah, I remember one year I didn't get to be the punter, and I was probably the best punter on my JV team, but we didn't have anybody else to snap it, so I didn't get to punt that year. I was the snapper that year, and then the next year, 2 years, I got to punt. But, yeah, quarterbacks have got to be able to shoot it back there. And you know, Blake Faldon was a quarterback before he over tied in. And Caden Howell wasn't, but you watch kids throw the ball around the field, and you can tell the ones that probably can be a deep snapper.
You sound a little bitter about not getting to punt that year still.
Yeah, I'd rather punt it. You know, I probably wasn't the one they wanted going down and making the tackles anyway, but I was doing what I could.
All right, we're going to talk about Waller as best we can here in a minute, but I want to ask about the heat. It's been a really hot summer, and it does seem like it always gets hotter when Tua Days get started. You guys, I've always thought, do a really good job taking care of kids in the heat. You know when to get them out of it, too.
We just don't try to stay out there too long. That's why we're big into morning practices. And so, you know, the last 2 weeks, you know, now school's going, we go out at 7:15, and, yeah, we get through about 8:45, 8:50. For kids to get to class by 9:15, but it's hot and it's humid, but it's not like it's going to be at 5 o'clock. And then when we do go back at 5 o'clock, we go out in a half shell, sometimes shoulder pads, sometimes not. And if we got a breeze, we don't spend but maybe an hour outside during that heat. But we feel like that it's worked good for us during this time. It's not going to change. You know, I tell everybody, they laugh at me. I was born in August 67 years ago, and I'm pretty sure in Beeville, Texas, it was 106 that day, you know. So it's just hot in Texas in August, you know.
Waller's a team. They've got a coaching change this year, Coach, but it's a team you got familiarity with from having played them last year and from the coach that they have coming in, too.
Yeah, it's an unusual situation. Because, you know, Big Jim Phillips not being on the sideline for them, and we had worked this game out, and all of a sudden they hired the coach to replace Jim. He'd already lived in the Waller School District. I think he thought it was just time to get out of the big multiple school district and go with one horse town, and because had outstanding teams at Cy Ranch, and I have no doubt that that's his intentions at Waller, and we'll see how far he's come along. But Gene Johnson's an outstanding coach, and you know, and I always have a little sentiment. When I'm not playing them, I sure like to see how Waller Bulldogs doing, because it was a great time for me back in 78 through 82.
Coach Johnson, as you mentioned, coming from Cy Ranch, that's the team you played last year as well. Really good team, district winner. Can you go back and get anything from what their video shows you? Does that give you any clue as to what you might get from Waller?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt watching the Waller schemes now are the basics of his offense. And that's what he likes the two tight ends. He likes the counter, the power, and the quarterbacks running. So that's going to be the base of his offense. Now, what's he going to add for this ball game that we didn't see in the scrimmage because they only had the one scrimmage? Who knows? I mean, he's got to have probably an idea of what he can do with this personnel or his personnel at Waller to expand the offense quite a little bit. But he's going to do what he does, and that's what you saw in the scrimmage.
I don't know how in a scrimmage how you do this. I know you do. You told me that you've sent people down there to watch that scrimmage. Can you guys exchange films or video, or do you have that available to you?
Yes. We ended up in they got our rudder scrimmage, and we got their bass drop. So we did exchange that one thing. But that's just one. A lot of it, you know, there's some game time in there, but a lot of it's just scrimmage time.
Well, like you said earlier, it's a glorified practice, so you're not really getting everything that you're going to see tonight.
No. And that's always, you know, because you might see the punt formation that they use, that they used in the scrimmage, but we'll probably go back, and we watched a lot more on Cy Ranch and the things he was doing at that time. The big change that Gene has had is he changed defense. Hired a different defensive coordinator, and so where they were an odd front, and did it really well. They're a split six team, and you can tell they've got a lot of different schemes, and they've worked a lot of different things, and we're going to see some of that. I know we're going to see some of that Friday night.
Split six teams are usually an attacking type of defense, and their secondary, they do have some people back in that secondary, so you'd think that would be one of the strengths. It's a little bit like your strength this year.
Yeah, I think their cornerbacks are really solid. They really get after you. They like to press man, but they'll jump out of it too. I mean, they're not going to do that just all the time, but I like the way their cornerbacks play. I think their linebackers are very active. They're trying to come get you, and they're going to bring their eight techniques, those strong safeties. You know, in the split six, you've got two of those guys coming from the flats, and they're not certainly just going to sit out there and twiddle their fingers. They're going to come get you when they can.
It's like I said, it's an attacking-type defense most of the time. That's the approach. People will probably look at that and say, okay, they've got a good secondary. Their cornerbacks are particularly good. All right, we don't throw the ball as much. You can't do that either. I mean, those guys are good tacklers too.
Yeah, certainly we like to be a team that can run and throw the ball. We're not throwing it as well as I'd like to right now, but I saw improvement this week, and we're going to continue to work that. But we do like running the ball. We like to, if we can get first downs and move the ball, of course, score, at least change the field possession. I think our defense comes out fresher, and, we want our defense to be better. We think our kicking game is going to be better. But we've got to still play great defense, and I think we got a chance to do that.
We hadn't really talked that much about the defensive guys you've got coming back. In the secondary, it looks like a clear strength. You've worked a whole lot of guys in that defensive line during these two scrimmages. I think that would be important during these early games when it's really going to be hot out there still.
Yeah, our three seniors have got a lot of playing time. Some of Nick McDaniels, who is a drop backer, but he's also a defensive end at times. Dylan Carroll, he's been hard for people to handle, whether it be in the scrimmage or certainly us going against him. And Caleb Merrill got a lot of playing time as our field six technique last year. And those guys are senior leaders. But we've got some young people that are coming on, and I like the depth that we're building there. And if you can keep defensive linemen fresh and keep rotating them in, I feel like that gives us a distinct advantage where some people might not do that. We go in that with that plan every year. And you might cannot do that as much in the offensive line, but defensive linemen, I think that's something that we've always taken advantage of. And right now we feel like we've got some young sophomores coming along with some juniors that's going to give us some depth there.
A lot of guys that can play up there, but Dylan Carroll is kind of that guy. He can make spectacular plays on his own. But he's also the kind of guy that they're going to be so worried about him, somebody else has got a chance to make a play too.
I think so. He's quick. He's got a great takeoff. He's got really good hands. So it's even tough for, anybody to handle him one-on-one. So if they double him, then it gives you a chance for the linebacker, for defense end, squeeze in and make more plays.
Defense is we talked about that. Defense was so good last year, but the offense, a lot of the problems with the offense last year, I thought, were the turnovers, and I don't know how you eliminate those things, but it does seem like when you go out and play well in the first game, it sort of sets a tone for how things are going to go.
I hope you're right. I hope that we can take care of the ball and move the ball on the ground and get our passing game going. Offensively, we've got five senior offensive linemen that we feel good about. And we've got eight senior offensive linemen. We're working 10 right now, only two underclassmen, which is a little scary for next year. But we've got eight seniors that are there's only one picture that hangs in my trophy room at my house. There's not an individual player. There's a bunch of teams hanging up there, team championships or whatever. But the only picture I have of individuals is five offensive linemen the year we won state in 1991 at Consol. And I've talked to our senior, our offensive linemen set the tone for the offense. And I feel like we've not been where we needed to be the last 2 years. Some of that was because of injuries. We just couldn't keep the same guys on the field. And so, we're going to knock on wood and cross our fingers and hope these guys can play a lot of football for us. And if they do, I think we'll be better. And Mark McMath at center and Jake Bennett at one guard, Jonathan Flores at another one. Of course, we get big Kobe Fagan's back. His back's better, and he's played really well. But gives us a tall left tackle with a lot of reach. And then Justin Sheridan at the right tackle. So hopefully those guys, we can see them out there for 10 ball games, and maybe we'll get to play 11th if they do.
It is all about team, and our first look at this Bryan Viking team is coming up next. The Vikings take on the Waller Bulldogs from Waller. We'll be back to talk more about that in just a moment.